Good morning, Sally.
Oh, good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Tim, I have a question about a pole barn.
Okay.
When we moved in the house, the guy that lived here before had built the pole barn himself, and it wasn't really done the way it should have been done. And last winter, we had snow blowing inside from the roof into the barn.
Okay.
And we were wondering what if there's something we can do to fix that for this winter.
Did tell me, where did the snow come in? Since I can't see the pole barn from where I'm sitting here right now, and it's a little dark.
Right.
Did the snow come in at the top, like on the ridge where the roof, or where the roof passes over the outside walls? I mean, do you know where the snow got in? I mean, how did it get in there? I mean, I'm trying to figure out where the snow got in at.
Well, we're really not sure. We thought it came in from the center top of the...
Okay, which is possible, because when you came into the pole barn in the morning, the snow was like down the center of the pole barn?
No, it's kind of off to the side.
Off to the side, okay.
Yeah, because we had to cover all of our stuff that was in there so it wouldn't get snow all over it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the problem was, you know, you got in there after the fact, so you,
right.
You know, you didn't see it coming in. Okay.
No.
Here's sometimes what happens. I mean, is the top of the barn where, does it have a metal roof on it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And does it have some type of ridge cap, you know, at the top, some type of piece of metal that covers the point of the roof?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes the people who install those forget to put in a fiber baffle, you know, that's supposed to block the snow. You know, so, you know, like, there are these different fabrics that you're supposed to install.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's what the cause of the problem is, because what can happen is if there's no fiber, if there's no snow blocker installed, boy, when that snow is blowing at a certain direction and it comes up the roof, those snowflakes come up that nice, smooth metal roof, that the ridge cap just acts like a scoop, you know, and they just get pushed into the garage, I mean, into the pole barn, and you're right, they can just swirl all over the place.
Uh-huh.
The same thing can happen at the overhang, you know, where the roof passes over the exterior walls.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you can get like a what we call a venturi happening on the lee side of the roof, where in a big snowstorm, that snow will actually swirl up underneath the soffit a little bit. So I just would look at both places to see, you know, where the problem is. Now, if it's the top of the roof, what you can do, although it's not going to be easy, because I don't know how you're going to get up that high on the inside of the pole barn.
Uh-huh.
You can maybe, you can go get some of this fabric. You know, it's called like a ridge cap material at a roofing supply house, and you can cut pieces of that because you don't want to block all of the airflow, you know. But you can stuff it up in the underside of that roof cap,
uh-huh.
You know, on the underside of the roof. Because
right.
I prefer that you not get up on the slippery roof trying to fix it from outside.
Right.
So that's the first place I would start. It's got to be one of those two locations.
Okay.
You know, and if it's the overhang, you know, same thing. You're just going to have to put up some type of cardboard or some type of baffle, you know, to block, you know, the air movement, you know, or this blowing snow that's coming up underneath the overhang, if there is one.
Right.
If I had photographs to look at of your situation, if I could see it, I could give you a lot better answer.
Uh-huh.
I'm just at a big disadvantage since I can't see it.
Right. Well, where do you get this ridge cap material or the...
Any place that sells, you know, I have to believe where you live that you're going to find a business nearby that sells roofing supplies to roofers. You know, it's not a home center necessarily. It could just be a business that just sells, you know, it's just a wholesale distribution house that sells to roofers, and they will have what you need.
Okay.
And also, any of the places around you, for example, if you have like an 84 lumber place,
uh-huh.
You know, businesses that sell metal roofing will absolutely have this stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, so go to a metal roofing supplier, they're going to have it.
Okay.
But before you make that trip, try to look and see, you know, in the pole barn where you think of those two locations the problem is, you know, either the ridge or the soffit overhang.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thanks
okay,
a lot,
well, thanks
Tim.
For calling. I hope I helped you.
Okay, thank you.
You have a great day.